Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, from the deck of the Jack Tie. Hey, little. Why do we ever wonder why we obsess on Grease Man?
Is it healthy?
Completely. It's not. I don't know why. I mean, for the love of God.
God.
He was a competitor of mine for many years. And, you know, then he joined our radio station, and they put him on at night. I'm doing my morning show at night.
Yeah, that was
his
gimmick.
And they put him on. I don't, and you know, I remember him as someone who, once he got on our radio station, that was the first time that I really listened to him. And I really thought that, you know, he was funny, but it was, he's like a cult film.
Yeah.
I miss him. When he was on every day, it wasn't that big a deal for me.
Because he doesn't make films all the time. So when
he's so aloof.
He's not aloof. He's elusive.
He's like the Andy Warhol of radio.
Hasn't he basically stepped off? As far as the stage, he doesn't want. Rob, you've reached out. I'd love to get him on the show. What are you saying to him? And tell me exactly what you're saying to him, because maybe I can help.
Grease.
Maybe I can help.
I'm saying Oscar is an a-hole, and he says agreed. No, what I do is I say, you know, we miss you, and when you're ready to come back, we'd love to have you on our show.
Grease, because I don't want to be too forward, but
would
when
you
have
shut
time, come on,
up for a moment so I can answer the man.
Where's the ask?
What's that?
The ask. Where's the ask the for ask him
was,
to come on?
I said, we enjoy your
I love you so much. Let me suckle on those. Hey.
Oh my.
When you have some free time, come on.
He's in that mode.
Here's the problem. I wouldn't say that. I would say avocado-sized doodads is what I would say. Right. Because you have to be broadcast-friendly.
Do you think there is any... he's got friends, right? He's got probably people that listen to us that listen to him. I'd love to make another stab at it. We would welcome him like a conquering hero.
Grease 2016.
Oh, my God, yes.
And we would treat him beautifully.
We've
treated him beautifully. We've had him on the old shows. I mean, I like the guy. I think he's an extremely gentle and nice man. I know he's made some, some statements over the years during his career.
Yeah.
There were missteps, and that was probably just not really even knowing. And I might sound naive when I say this, I chalk that up to maybe a little naivete, a little innocence on his part, but who knows?
And also the fact that he was talking constantly for 5 hours every morning.
I think when he said the things that were offensive, he rolled in after hearing that with some of his buddies down on boats, and he wasn't able to make that distinction.
Could be.
Because he was maybe,
we've all made mistakes, Mike.
Yes, we've all made a lot of mistakes.
I would say that. What if we started building into
bring his level up and a little
this
low
is
end
an,
for him.
This He's, is an example.
He sounds 12 miles away on that mic, and that's the same microphone.
Well,
that
maybe my send to him. How about that?
That could be it. Okay. Go ahead, Oscar.
So it's all right. I guess my question would be, what if we built into the fabric of the show, much like Jimmy Kimmel at the end would say, sorry, Matt Damon, we just didn't have time for you. We ran out of time, right?
So
right.
Some sort of gimmick, some sort of gag?
Yeah, so instead of saying... look, we've run out of time. Sorry, Grease. We'll get you next time. And we continue to do that until he comes on. Mm-hmm. Or we get our super sleuth, our booker of bookers, Mr. Rob Ford, to book him on the program.
Has he now is he a super booker, though? Is he truly a super booker?
I think he has a little more tenacity, a little more forwardness than Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Well, Rob has said he doesn't like it. He hates it. He doesn't.
But I also have said,
I do have a
relationship with the Grease Man. He knows me. He knows of me. And we've swapped a couple messages.
Maybe the relationship is the actual problem.
Well, maybe the problem is that Grease Man doesn't want to do any radio. That could be it. Yeah, pump your fist because you're brilliant. What the hell was that about?
Now, calm down, boys. Stop fighting.
Hey, I'm not fighting. I thought we were having a good time.
Yeah. I would say that...
I thought you were having a good time.
He's at the top of my list. I'd love to get... It'd be just so much fun. It would be great. I'd really like to talk to him again. I love getting radio guys on. I want to get Oscar's other radio partner Chad on. Our schedules really don't work that well all the time. But
decision 2016.
I don't know if I want to put him on political persuasions because I don't think he's sincere. So I don't believe wearing those hats. He thinks it's one big joke. And to be honest with you, if I can be a little more egocentric,
yes,
it's one big joke just to piss me off. That's it. That's the way. The way I look at it. Chad has sent me too many personal messages that finish with "Make America Great Again."
I almost feel him winking and smirking through the email. Yeah,
exactly.
It's fair and balanced. I have a Hillary hat I wear now during the program.
Yeah. Do you really?
Yes.
Do you really?
Now, is it a hat that says Hillary?
Wears his "Make America Great" hat, and so does Drab, and I wear the Hillary 2016.
Well, Grease Man, you know what? Here we go. Record this.
All right.
And get it ready to say. I will say that I think he's one of the reasons radio was fun for so many years in Washington, D.C. And it was an honor to call him a competitor. And he was somebody who ended up coming on the old Don and Mike show, I believe, out in Los Angeles.
Yes, it was.
It couldn't have been nicer. And I would love to just get him in and talk about life in general. He could do shtick. He could talk about what his life is. He could talk about whatever he wanted to talk about, and I'd love to get him on the show. So now this is my quest. Bill Maher wants President Obama. Mike O'Mara wants Grease Man.
Wouldn't it be funny if those got switched and we got Obama and Bill Maher got the Grease Man?
If you gave me the choice, I'd probably be willing to back off from that previous step. You can start the show now, Rob. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I don't trust this kid further than I can throw him.
Well, with your bad knee, Ed, you shouldn't throw anybody. It's true.
What is so dangerous about a character like Ferris Bueller is he gives good kids bad ideas.
Uh-huh.
Last thing I need at this point in my career is 1,500 Ferris Bueller disciples running around these halls. He jeopardizes my ability to effectively govern this student body.
Well, makes you look like an ass is what he does, Ed.
Thank you, Grace. I think you're wrong.
Oh, well, he's very popular, Ed. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
That is why I have got to catch him this time. To show these kids that the example he sets is a first-class ticket to nowhere.
Oh, Ed, you sounded like Dirty Harry just then.
Really?
Uh-huh.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh. Is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Tracker. I got to bring my Tracker in on my set of keys. It's in the drawer. I'm not going out to the kitchen to get it, but I love Tracker, and I was playing with Tracker like all afternoon.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't really. Here's the thing. I wonder if by buying Tracker, and the Oscar's holding it up right now. There's Oscar's Tracker. I wonder if by buying Tracker, you actually get better about losing things.
Probably.
I know that's giving the product far more credit than they should get, but I found myself, you know, I'm not wishing that I lose things, but it's fantastic. What is Tracker? It is something you put a simple little quarter-sized device that you put on your keys or in your wallet or on anything you want to make sure you don't lose, and it finds it for you. It's coin size. It locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, anything in seconds. You're going to love Tracker, and here's the great part. It pairs up with your phone with the Tracker app. And here's the good thing. If you have your keys and you can't find your phone, you press a little button on Tracker, and Tracker finds your phone, too. It's that easy, everybody. TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off their entire order. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's thetracker.com. Thetracker.com. The hardest thing you have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and use the code TMOS for 30% off. That's thetracker.com, code TMOS. Thank you very much. And I love it.
So cool.
I love it when we get cool things like that, and then we get to try them out, and then we get to tell you all about them, and hopefully you buy a million of them, and the price point on this thing is fantastic. You're going to love it.
So, I bought a few for my mom.
Perfect. Very cool. Very
absolutely
cool.
Perfect.
Will she be okay with
it? I set them up.
Okay,
she's good.
What if you had one on the snowblower?
Oh,
hindsight is 20/20, Mike.
Yeah, well, we could flap our gums about that all day, but we got work to do, boys. It's time. It's time, ladies. Do you have the new song?
I like the classic.
You know he loves the classics.
Come on. No, I thought you were going to get the new one.
No.
It's all about you. All right, let me see if I can find it. Hold on a second. Before we start the mailbag.
One time. One time for you. It's one time.
Pretty. Happy birthday.
Oh.
No, stop it. Stop playing that.
A throwback.
That's Bing.
No, is this, let me see.
Beat my kids
see.
Now yes. For you.
Old blue eyes.
Fetal alcohol poisoning for Gary.
Syndrome.
One time for you.
Okay, all right. God, what's wrong with you?
The man used to beat his kids.
He did.
That's it. Rob celebrates.
And America loved him. Oh, is this a newbie? What do you got?
Ooh, I don't know if that's the new one.
On today's Tech 411. Let me hear that again. Will Todd drive himself to work?
I don't know. I just thought you were going to like the updated version, the fancy new version.
I like the old version. I like it.
But see, just try it. Have you even heard it? Have you even?
Be honest.
I've not heard it, no.
Okay.
Oh.
He's such a liar.
All I said is I like it.
If I didn't bring up the fact that you've never even, you know, come on, this is your thing.
No, this is your my thing. This is my thing.
It's my thing, baby. Unmotivatable. Honest to God.
It's the classics.
Find it. I demand it.
Then you shall have it. But you know what? There will be a listener uproar.
Mike? I can try to find it while you guys do the list.
No, it's okay. I mean, let's just get it for the next mail.
Next,
we'll do it that way. I think right. That's a good idea.
Next jab.
All right. Okay, you've done it already. Lordy, lordy, look who's 40.
Happy birthday.
It's Nick Gemento. Happy 40th, Nick.
Happy birthday,
Dave Wurzel. Amy loves you.
I don't know about that.
Isn't that special?
A lot of brief ones this week, and it's hard to do stuff with the brief ones.
But I don't mind them. I don't mind a little rapid fire. Nice. Brian O'Donnell is kind, compassionate, patient, and loving, and has a birthday this weekend. It must be nice for him. To be him. must be nice to be him.
Yes.
They were both snarky, you know. You could be nice. You could be snarky by saying, it must be nice to be him, or you could be snarky by saying, how nice for him.
Oh, better.
Anyway.
Ooh, I like that read.
Hey, look at this name. I love this name. It's one of my favorite movies. Annabelle Degnan. Annabelle 2, Annabelle 3 and 4 and 5. Annabelle Degnan. Annabelle, you stay out of that room with Annabelle sitting in the chair.
That's one scary thing, man.
Annabelle Degnan is about to turn 9 and would love some birthday greetings in Fat Guy voices. We did those with Patton yesterday.
Yes.
Fat Guy voices. Okay.
Oh, hold it.
Do we have to spin for that?
Yes.
All right. Fat. Okay.
Hey.
Hi, Annabelle. I hope you get white birthday cake with buttercream icing on it.
I'll have...
Now, you can't steal what a former guy that worked for us used. That's his thing.
No, but I thought that became
That's
sort of...
his thing. No, we erased that.
Don't be a hack.
Thought that was part of the bit. I thought it That's sort right. of evolved into it.
All right, let's
I'll
move
withdraw
on.
It. I'll withdraw it.
I had
move,
one.
Let's move on.
Come on.
All right, very good. All right, what's yours? Go ahead. All right.
Hi, Annabelle. Happy birthday.
There's something in the water today. Happy belated birthday to the forgetful Rob Ripper. Wow. Man, if his middle name was The, would be pretty scary. Rob Ripper, who had a birthday on Monday. Oh, Rob. Tommy Pico. Pico. He's turning 49 on April 4th. Hooray for Pico. Max Staples turned 40 this week. Can Mac the intern offer any sage advice on how to deal with this milestone birthday? Do we have Mac standing by?
Mac is in here.
Okay. Mac, what advice do you have for this gentleman turning 40?
Keep it tight.
All right.
Mac had one other thing he wanted to add.
That's what I was thinking.
Else. Okay, yeah. So shut up, Mac, and say this.
I'm thinking full bush.
There you go.
Attaboy. Happy 20th to Courtney Kovar, who is the opposite of our intern Lou. She left the USA to study in Hong Kong. Her dad misses her very much. Well, that's very brave.
Hong Kong.
Go all that
beautiful
far
place.
Away.
Yes.
All that far away. All that far away. You tell him being hanging around with Midwesterners, that's pretty brave to go all that far away, like. Thing. Jesus. Wrong with me. Steve Howlett shares a birthday with Oscar Santana.
Yeah.
So he has that going for him, which is nice. Happy birthday to Steve. Later in the show, we're going to get the birthday update and see how Mr. Santana celebrated.
Excellent.
Our first letter, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about you, dear. Your birthday is a reason to celebrate. With all the changes in your life, I know you will party hardy. Best wishes, and perhaps your papa will call you. Only the legendary Juan Valdez slot machine of fortune can determine if we will get to hear from him. God, please insert a peso and spin the wheel, Rob.
All right, here we go.
Bean.
Oh, beans. It's a progressive.
Coffee bean.
It's a progressive. Nice. That's good news.
All right, hold on a second. Let me just get it ready. Hello, sir. How are you? He's pointing at my machine like he wants me to play some music. Oh, you want this? Okay, go ahead.
Ah.
Okay. Oh, Scott. I was not there for your birthday number 38. So, what else is new? But you are about to make an honest woman of the lovely Shannon. This pleases me greatly. So, son, continue to do what you have been doing. Use just for men. Keep it tight. And immerse yourself in your weekend studies. Also, make sure I get to dance with Shannon at the wedding.
Oh.
Wink, wink.
Nice.
Oh, and don't you dare forget to take care of your mama. Please buy her a new snow machine with all the cash your listeners send for your birthday. And you must wear the watch. You must wear the watch! The one I gave you so many years ago. On the blessed day of your holy union. Will you wear the watch, Oscar?
I'm wearing it, Papa.
Hey, look, there
very
it is.
Good. Yes, thank you very much. This bit was requested. Was it written or requested?
Both.
By Dirk Vestry. Thank you, Dirk.
Sweet. Dirk, send me a birthday card. And it says on the front, it's your birthday, so fiesta today. And Dirk, thank you very much.
What a thoughtful man he is. He is truly
Oh, it's so authentic.
That's fantastic. That is wonderful.
Care enough to send the very best.
I love Dirk, and love what you writ last night there, Dirk. That was great. Next letter, sirs, could you please recognize my April 5th birthday? I will be hitting the midpoint of my senile 60s. Unfortunately, I have to request my own birthday because my son is at the midpoint of his douchebag 30s. Need I say more? And my wife, also in her senile 60s, only listens to the old-timey Buy a T-Shirt podcast with Gertrude Stein and Spencer Christian.
Spencer Christian!
Gertrude Stein and Spencer Christian.
It's a good show.
Thanks for bringing the funny. I will hang up and listen now. Dan Williams. Well, there it is. Happy birthday, Dan. Next letter. Is this still Dan? No, it's another letter. I love the show, and I consider myself a P1 and a half. I have a bonus show subscription, lovenuts.com. Buy everything from Amazon via TMOS and use a Harry's razor. By the way, I almost lost control of my car because of the laughter when I first heard the ad for the sheer panties.
Oh, like fine Corinthian silk. Like.
Since my kids and wife won't send this, I must. I turn 50 today. I would love to get some dinner suggestions from Dick Queasy if I can get a lucky spin. Thanks from Brett Pollock. All right, let's spin and see what happens. Let's see what we have. Lobster claw, lobster claw, lobster's claw. Hey, that's amazing. Well, hello. How are you? Hi, it's Dick Queasy, and it's interesting that this listener's name is Brett Pollock, because this month at Queasy's, it's all the Pollock you can stuff into your gobble. You see, Pollock is bait fish, and a lot of the fishermen around here have had some lean times lately, and they leave a bunch of it in big buckets on the dock. Now, it gets a little gamey, but we take it to Queasy's. We batter it. We deep fry it. We put it on your plate, along with Queasy's discarded hush puppies, and you can eat all the pollock you want for $3.95. Mm. I defy each and every one of you. Jesus Christ, I defy you to come into any restaurant like one of them Golden Corrals, which is garbage, and I defy you. It's garbage. It's absolute garbage. I defy you to go into a Golden Corral and see if you can get $3.95 all you can eat anything. You get $3.95 all you can eat pollock at Dick Queasy's in Sicktomie, Maine, and I know Brett Pollock. If you come in, by golly, I'll give you an extra hush puppy, no chat.
Does that include your signature cloudy tea?
Cloudy tea. The best cloudy tea in the world. That's right. Tastes good because it's aged in the sun. God bless you. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye. Moving right along. Dear TMOS friends, thanks again for getting me through a long business trip. I travel frequently abroad for work, with the last two-week trip spanning more than 50 flight hours.
Oh,
God. And 60 driving hours on the bumpy roads of Uganda. Oh, my God.
Is he a mercenary?
Wow. Yeah, what kind of work is that, pal?
He's a vacuum salesman.
I listened to back-to-back TMOS episodes. Think for a second. Isn't that beautiful when you really... When I pause, when I get a letter like this, I actually think. Think a guy is driving through Uganda.
Yeah.
The sun's like coming up over the Serengeti.
Is it? Different country in Africa, but that's okay. Yeah, well, maybe it is. I don't know what the Serengeti is. And listening to us, I am really, really thrilled that this guy's doing this. He listened to back-to-back TMOS episodes through three continents.
Wow.
Europa, Asia, and Africa. On my long flight home, I watched the movie Our Brand is Crisis.
Yes.
Where Sandra Bullock, Billy Bob Thornton, traveled to Bolivia as political consultants for the Bolivian presidential election. Perhaps it was the travel fatigue, but I was overjoyed to find a movie set in Bolivia.
You should be.
I giggled throughout this terrible movie, imagining Oscar's papa as the presidential candidate. Isn't it amazing how letters, subjects that we never hear about will suddenly overlap and we'll get two letters about Oscar's papa. Anyway, and little Oscar in a traditional Bolivian hat. I intended to order a...
Now, Mike, have you looked ahead at the picture you're about to see?
I have.
Oh, okay. I will reveal it to Oscar in a minute. All right.
I intended to order a Bolivian hat through TMOS's Amazon page, but this is the very first item that I cannot find on Amazon. So in the great tradition of Kathy O'Mara, I've attached a photo. There it is. There it is. Thanks, Jeff Criswell.
That is a great hat. And he's not lying. They're everywhere.
That's a traditional Bolivian hat? Nice.
That is awesome.
I'm never going back.
Mike, in case no one has told you yet, I'm sorry to be the one to break the news. El Taco is no more.
No!
True story.
Yeah. Oh, Jimmy, I'm so sorry. Jimmy Cerrito, if you're listening, El Taco's gone. We had a lovely meal there one time, looking at the dust on the ceiling.
Oscar, what does El Taco translate to in English?
The taco.
Ah.
Very good. That was complicated, Rob. My high school Spanish, I could have covered that one for you. It has been gutted back to its four outer walls. Even the fabulous kitchen is gone.
Oh, no.
They are putting up a new facade, but no clue yet as to what it will become. I smell tires. Anyway.
La Yanta.
As if you were interested, I'll keep you posted. Ron in Yorkshire.
Mike, I phoned the Chamber of Commerce of Manassas and found out what they're putting in the building.
Did you really?
Yes, it's a Tiffany and Company.
There you go. Absolutely. Bingo. Wonderful. Hey, Rob, Mike, Oscar, et cetera. My big sister, Jenny is turning the big 4-0 on April 6th. She has been listening since the days of the Don and Mike show when we lived in Fairfax, Virginia. She may have even unsuccessfully tried to lie about her age to win a prize. She had been listening to your show since I was 7, which was a tad unacceptable for my young mind, but I've turned out pretty well regardless. Anyway, it would mean the world to me if you could wish a big happy birthday to my big sissy, Jenny Nofer. Jenny Nofer, thank you so much, guys. That's from Nita Meyer.
That's so, Jenny so Nofer. Cool that because I have such a close relationship with my sister.
There. Yeah,
and she exposed me to so much different entertainment because she was so much older than mm-hmm. me. That's nice that she wrote. And happy birthday, Jenny.
That's terrific. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, greetings from beautiful Hollywood, California. I have moved to the douchiest town in the douchiest state to spend the douchiest part of my life. On Tuesday, I reached 35 years of age.
Nice.
Can Oscar, as Rob, tell me how to have a boss birthday in the entertainment capital of the world? Keep up the funny. Sincerely, Robert M. Hendrickson from Hollywood, California.
Robert, when you're out there, make sure you find Bing Star and have a cosmopolitan. Enjoy. Have a boss birthday.
I didn't even understand it. Find who?
Bing's star, Hollywood star.
Oh, Bing's Hollywood star.
Who's star? Who's
Bing.
Hollywood
Bing star? Crosby.
Oh, Bing's. Okay, I get it. Bing. Orange is different, like Hope and Crosby. Next letter. Hello to all from Portland, Maine. As a new subscriber, I have been catching up on past shows and binging since having surgery to repair an abdominal hernia. I was listening to the Robin Williams tribute bonus show and got to laughing so hard that I had to stop because it hurt so much. My wife came in and asked what was wrong, and I told her, I said, oh, it burns.
Mike, let's go to the clip. Let's go to the clip.
Oh, we have a clip. Good.
It burns.
Thank you.
That makes me laugh, too. Oh, I got a great one. I got a great one on the golf course.
Oh, did you?
I laughed at. I loved this more than anything. It's the filthiest thing said to me down here in Cocoonville.
Really?
From a buddy of mine, and you're going to have to bleep it out.
All right.
I hate the fact that you're going to have to. You know, I'll save it for the bonus show.
Yeah, then
I'll save it for the
then
bonus show.
Hear it.
Buy it this
okay?
week. Buy
very,
it.
Very good. When I realized what I had said, I started laughing my ass off, and I thought I was going to pass out from the pain, love the show, and listen every day, even if it hurts. Russ Britton. There we go, Russ. Thank you very much.
It's a DJ name, isn't it?
Russ Britton.
Couple more left. Happy birthday to my husband, Jesse Justice.
Jesse Justice?
You kidding me? Jesse Justice. Sounds like a wrestler. Slightly older than Oscar. They share the same birthday, March 30th. I've been crazy about Jesse ever since we first met in 7th grade.
Wow.
Long time.
We've both been listening to Mike since the morning zoo days, and we love the podcast. My mom and sister are huge fans as well, so much so that my 10-year-old daughter recently asked us, can one day ever go by that you don't talk about the Mike O'Mara show? No, brat. Thanks for 10-year-olds. Jeez. Thanks for so many laughs over the years. Keep up the great work, Melissa. That's like a family that'll be listening to this together because they really like the show, and the 10-year-old will be there too, and then I'll call her a brat.
We have a surprise for you, Grandma.
What?
That bastard.
I hate him. I'm going to bed. And our final letter. Hi, Mike. After traveling to see the overcrowded and overhyped Cherry Blossoms this weekend.
True.
Oh, man.
True.
I had a disagreement with my 6-year-old son that needs settling. Which station do you think Metro train operators have a harder time saying without laughing? Foggy Bottom? Or Ballston? I'm not asking for an impression, but I figured, who better to judge than someone with an intimate knowledge of Metro engineers and an affinity for juvenile humor? Love the show, not as much as my kids, but more than my sea wife, Chuck Sheffield in Reston. P.S. When he farts, my son now states that he has a foggy bottom. That is funny. Start the... Well, we started it already.
Yeah, we have started the show. Break. You know what I always thought was a funny stage name and it always makes me kind of chuckle is the Federal Triangle.
Federal Triangle.
Federal yes. Triangle. I think it has to do with the First Lady Supreme Justice, doesn't it?
And let's not forget Mrs. Foggy Bottom, one of the great lame DC entertainers from years back. We'll take a break. Come back with more. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay, just so I could say that. Well, I know that you're going to be okay anyway. You know there's...
what's this nonsense here, Box? After all... Yeah!
Hey, look at the beach.
Hey, buy a snow.
Rainbow boys.
Right, Schnapp.
Stop calling me names.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
Donner, you should be ashamed of yourself. What a pity. He had a nice takeoff, too.
Just goes to prove that Santa is a dick, too. Check out AmeriCast every Monday right here on the More Broadcasting Network. Okay. Download it on the TMOS app or from iTunes today.
Thank you, Marcus. That's good. Hey, do you like what you're hearing? Well, if you like this, you'll love our bonus shows. Each and every week, we record a sixth episode of the show. And this week on the Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour, I'm going to give you the statement that is made. It has to be the right company on the golf course when I miss a putt and or I miss a shot, and hilarity ensues.
Excellent.
If you've got the right group, it's filthy, it's disgusting, it doesn't make any sense, and it's something you will hear only on the Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour. So please check it out. And it can be yours if you subscribe. I'm laughing about it already. The 2016 TMOS bonus package. There's also a chance you guys might not enjoy it as much as I do. That's how
bad
it is.
I believe with this setup, there is a certain glee in your eye. There's a twinkle. Yeah. I think you're going to sell this one.
It was a guy telling me that this is what a friend of his, who is no longer with us, used to say when he'd make a bad shot or do something wrong on the golf course. It's what he said. And it was just a declarative statement. And it's fantastic. All waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. And if you've been holding back just because we're already a few months into the year, don't fret. When you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. With our special feed creator, you can even access your content from iTunes or pretty much any other podcast app in town. It couldn't be easier. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get her done, the TMOS bonus package. Order it today and give it to a friend. If you have one already, it's a good gift. Be fantastic. Okay, so two big news stories today that I paid attention to. One was soda getting the bad rap and soda falling off the sales charge, declining sales in regular soda. I don't drink nearly the amount of soda that I used to. Yesterday, a buddy of mine gave me what was on the label? It was real Pepsi. It was not Diet Pepsi. It was real Pepsi with real sugar.
Oh, game changer.
And I took a sip of it, and I had this flashback to childhood. Mm-hmm. I remembered the taste of sodas being incredible. What are you reading in the newspaper?
Well, it has to do with what you're saying right now on the cover of today's Wall Street Journal, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, the front page.
Yes. It's the real thing. Spoonfuls of sugar help soda go down smoother. Apparently, people are looking for natural ingredients.
Yes.
And the cane, the sugar, is what they're putting into sodas now to sell more soda.
It is. It goes back a while, actually, because for a long time, you could get kosher Coke around Passover because the high fructose corn syrup, not kosher. So you could find for a while it was in bottles, and then it would be in the 2-liter bottle, would have the K sticker on it, and it did taste different. And you put your finger on it, Mike. It tastes the way Coke or Pepsi or whatever tasted when we were kids.
This week, PepsiCo is rolling out a new line of soda from the company that says it's inspired by the original cola formula created by its founder in 1893.
Mm-hmm. It had a flavor to it, but at the same time, soda sales are, especially diet sales,
as of late, they're down.
Down.
I mean, I look, my wife is all about the, you know, keeping me healthy, and we drink tons of water. That's the staple. And I'm not even allowed to get those little Mio's that I used to get where I put flavoring in the water. No, I drink water almost exclusively. When we go out, it is a treat for us. a treat, mind you, to get a Diet Mountain Dew. It is a big deal. That's how little. And I, you know, I wasn't a huge soda drinker, you know. Yeah, I was for a while. I used to drink sodas during
the show. Yeah, I remember in your pantry, you had every... It was great when we'd go over your house.
Soda, everywhere, every flavor.
Yep. Yeah, you were on Evian when I first met you, but didn't you used to mainline Diet Coke when you were on the mornings?
Diet Coke. One of the worst experiences I ever had on the show is... I can't even tell you how many Diet Cokes I had during a show, and I got an anxiety attack. I actually left the show because I was feeling all wobbly, and I thought I was having the big one. And I ended up getting there, and they said, are you a little over caffeinated because your heart rate is here? And they said, you know, they sent me home, but I was terrified because too much caffeine, you know, it gets you ramped up. But they're saying now that all sodas, diet and otherwise, are terrible for you. Yeah. And that is really what it can do to you. You can actually, I can Google it and look in it and see what can a diet soda do to you.
I've had to cut back, and it's actually the thing I miss the most. I'll splurge once in a while, but it's so painful for my acid reflux when I drink soda.
Yeah.
And the health side, you know, as far as the sugar is concerned, look, I love a classic Coke was one of the best things going to Latin America because you get that real, real sugar.
That's where they make it.
Soda. But at this point, you know, my body's fighting me. So
I have maybe one a day. Yeah. If I do, I would say maybe five a week. But I do get, you can buy the Mexican Coke. And it is the real sugar stuff. So when I have it.
Do you drink diet beverages?
I don't like diet soda. I would rather have water than a diet soda.
If I can fix my stomach and get everything right with my esophagus, my dream is to have a freestyle soda machine in my home.
The greatest. The magic Coke machine.
This is what it says. While most of us know soda isn't good for us, we also don't know exactly what happens to our bodies once we drink it. A detailed new infographic from the RenegadePharmacist.com breaks it down step by step. This is
fascinating. Renegade.
All right. They have a step by step. In the first 10 minutes, 10 teaspoons of sugar hit your system. 100% of your recommended daily intake.
Yummy.
It's incredible. You don't immediately vomit from the overwhelming sweetness because phosphoric acid cuts the flavor, allowing you to keep it down. After 20 minutes, your blood sugar spikes, causing an insulin burst. Your liver responds to this by turning any sugar it can get its hands on into fat. There's plenty of that at this particular moment.
Wow.
After 40 minutes, caffeine absorption is complete. Your pupils dilate. Your blood pressure rises as a response to your liver's dumps. I don't know what that means.
Foggy bottom.
More sugar in
is
your
that
bloodstream.
The liver
no,
as,
your, as a response, your liver dumps more sugar into your bloodstream. Sorry, I read much. The the adenosine reception in your brain are now blocked, preventing drowsiness. So it tricks
your brain somehow.
Yeah.
Give me more.
Yeah. In 45 minutes, your body increases production of the pleasure neurotransmitter dopamine. In 60 minutes, the soda's phosphoric acid binds with calcium, magnesium, and zinc in your lower intestine to give you a further boost in metabolism. This is intensified by the high doses of sugar and artificial sweeteners that also cause you to urinate out calcium.
Wow.
Man.
Ooh. Yeah. After 60 minutes, the caffeine...
I chipped the toilet this morning.
After 60 minutes, the caffeine's diuretic effect makes you have to pee. When you do, you'll pass on the bonded calcium, magnesium, and zinc that were headed to your bones, as well as sodium, electrolytes, and water. I guess you're getting rid of all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Then a sugar crash begins, and you may become irritable and sluggish. You've now urinated out all the water that was in the Coke, along with the nutrients that the phosphoric acid bonded to in your body that would have hydrated you or gone on to build strong bones and teeth.
Well, you know what that says to me? Also, you know, so many times if you're hungover, the first thing you go for is a soda, right?
Right.
And if you do
that... And it makes you feel better in the short term, but in the long term, it does not.
It actually works against it. That's crazy. Right. It dehydrates you.
Dehydrates.
It's a little scary. So
real sugar, Mike.
This is a regular soda. They're not talking about diet soda.
Did it taste better?
It was absolutely one of the most delicious, because I haven't had a sugary soda in so long, and this was as sugary as it gets. What's Pony writing down over there?
I think a love note.
Nothing.
Yes. Mad Libs.
No, every now and then Oscar has me write down a time.
Yes. Mad Libs.
Nothing. big.
Did something happen?
I actually, I have a signal for Pony, and for some reason, he's got a little book where he writes a little note, yes. Right? And then he didn't look at his book with little notes. He asked for another piece of paper.
No, I was asking for the clock.
Oh, the clock.
That's all. Can you tell the whole class what's going? Gotcha. Can you tell what the whole class is doing? You know, I have a television screen in front of me where I'm yes. watching you boys, and I
okay.
I
need my so paper. We have what I thought were signals, just like you would if you're across dealing with a crosswalk, right?
Or trying yes. to flag a jet into it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right. Where sure. I tell him to check on something, and he knows. I don't even have to say it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To minimize the interruption in this program, right?
Right.
And then, and Pony usually does a great job about it. He gets me, he understands what's going on.
Right.
Right.
But this time, he made it all about him. Right. So he needed more things.
Was this because you heard something? Was it a connectivity issue? Was it something? I'm just curious. I'm always curious.
No, it was, to be honest, I was going to take out that I jumped on your joke, that I stepped on your joke.
Oh, that's all it was.
That's so all it was. Yeah,
post production.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But
that's
I mean,
it.
Because I think we've been doing pretty good with
yeah, not,
the connectivity.
Nothing,
is good.
You know, I'm the first to tell you we have a problem.
Well, yeah, absolutely, yes. And I'll do the same. So I just wanted to make sure that was okay. But well, Pony, pay attention.
The
pay
takeaway.
Attention, damn
the takeaway from this, and this is very important, is when Pony dies, and I hope it's not too soon.
Right. Thank you.
When he dies, and we're going through his apartment. Whoever finds that book is gonna have. It's gonna be a really.
That's
great
gonna be
moment.
The burn book.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's gonna be so yeah. so great because.
Oh,
it's got-
oh, Pony, did you get that? Did you get the package that I sent up there? It should be coming to the studio, not your home. Have you gotten it yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No package.
Mm, grab
it's
your.
It's a case of Coke. Real killer Coke. Anyway,
drink it all, and then yep. pee out all your calcium.
Go on, drink it. Drink it now. Drink it now. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Because I'm behind. Hey, everybody. Classic rock. 94-2 Tampa. How you doing? It's hard to sing for you. 92.5. How you doing, everybody? We're going to give away a muscle car.
I love that. That would be how they do it. No specifics. We're giving away a muscle car.
Muscle car.
I thought it was a monster truck weekend.
Could be
Toyota Corolla. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Are you ready for the next totally addictive game from our friends at TM Song?
Ooh.
XXI is here, and it's your next challenge. Grab the free download. When I read this commercial, I picture myself on a movie set, similar to 2001, A Space Odyssey. White walls made of a space-age polymer, modern furniture, people in white jumpsuits that resembled Nehru jackets walking here, there, and everywhere, multicolored, pastel-colored hairdos on the women, like camel cuts. For some reason, that's where I transport myself when I tell you about XXI, or XXI. My tongue got... XXI. All you have to do is get a sum of 21 in every row and every column. Sounds easy, right? Just move the gems around the board until you find a solution. It starts off easy but gets more difficult as you progress. There are 200 unique and challenging puzzles in XXI. Can you become an XXI champion? Sorry about that.
Can you?
Can you become an XXI champion? Todd Moore has done it again. Gotham will be forever indebted to Mr. Moore and his Tesla.
You can grab achievements while you play, share solution photos with your friends, and look for your name on the XXI leaderboard. Plus, XXI has beautiful music, sounds, and retina graphics that will look great on your phone or tablet. It's free for iOS or Android, and it's XXI. Like all great games, easy to learn, tough to master, and fun. XXI, another winner from TM Soft. Thank you, Todd. We appreciate that.
Good stuff.
Thanks for all the help you do for TMOS. We appreciate that. I figured out the dynamic down here in Cocoonville. Been playing golf with the same group of guys. Some of them are heading back to the Midwest where they spend the bulk of the year. And
is it just a foursome, or do you have like a pool?
A rotation.
A rotation.
24 guys sometimes.
Wow, playing, good.
I'm here for the gangbang.
Yeah, and you know what? The gangbang. Sorry. Yeah, we do that after every round. That's
sure. Mm-hmm. That's called the 19th hole.
There we go. Very good. There you go. It is my favorite thing to do. I've done more of it than I've ever had a chance to do. I've gotten plugged in down here, but I will tell you that I am still most definitely on the outside looking in, and I figured out the dynamic.
Okay.
You have guys that have been doing this a lot longer than I have. They are pretty well set in their little rhythm, and they are set in their ways. And let's just say you're not going to get any, and I mean any, warm and fuzzy with this group. You're not. It doesn't exist. What this group is it's fun. There are lots of laughs, but it's basically high school mean girls. That's what it is. It's high school mean girls, okay? I will give you a classic example. I got a few people sending condolences out to me.
Right.
And then somebody asked me about it, and I was telling the story about what we dealt with over the last couple of weeks, and I didn't overhear what one of the other guys said because he kind of said it under his breath. And it was kind of a flip comment about it. Something along the lines of somebody being that old passing away. You know what I mean? So, I'm surprised. But it was not overtly cruel. But what got me was I didn't really hear it, and I didn't want to dwell on it.
Right.
Because it would have pissed me off. And I would have turned into Johnny Scenemaker.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do that.
It could have escalated.
Oh, yes.
But when he said it, the guy to his right kind of went... But kind of laughing under his breath, type of thing.
Like he agreed.
And we're talking guys in their 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
And I said, it's still high school down here. Mm-hmm. It's high school mean girls down here. And to be honest with you, like you don't get normal communication. Do you remember what it was like when you would communicate with your friends in the cafeteria in high school? It's the exact same thing. It's the exact same thing. And I'm fine with it because I like the fact that it's kind of prickly. And this is what I do for a living. I bust balls and you guys bust my balls for my living. That's how I make it. So it's a perfectly comfortable environment.
Do you think they've been that way their entire life? Or is there a regression now that there is more leisure time on their hands?
I would say that outside of this group, when they go back to their regular lives, that it's probably night and day. It's like this show.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this show. When we leave this studio, we are different. When we get together, we are high school mean girls, even when we're on the road together, we still have
love for each other outside of all the ball busting.
Technically, and as I get to be that this age, I will tell you, this is the most mature group as far as the way we communicate. And this is just the way I analyze it right now. I think if you occasionally... inquire. Here's what high school mean girls don't do. They don't really, and I'll say high school mean boys, okay? They don't inquire about what you're going through or you're feeling. They don't really, there's not a lot of fuzzy.
No one wants it. And think about it.
Nobody wants any of it.
Nobody wants any of it. And if you show any humanity, and I imagine they're on the course and all they care about is their game.
Right.
And I have to assume that when they see your wife, they get upset.
No, I don't think they get upset.
They
got to
deal with a California raisin when they get home.
You're going to get me in trouble. You are going to get me in trouble. What it is that's my comfort zone as well. But I figured out what it was. And I think that, when you've got guys that have been doing it a long time, this is once again falling into the category of the more you're around, the more it will be. I, too, like to go out there and not do a lot of yucking and talking all the time. But I don't mind it when I do. It's fun. It's just that's the environment. And I think the whole thing down here, it's like a high school cafeteria. Everybody's got their little niches and they're kind of with their group.
Yeah.
And
it makes
sense. They'll tolerate me, but I'm not in any
maybe
of these
maybe you're still
groups.
A pledge. Maybe you're still floundering.
I think
you're
a freshman. I think I'm still a pledge. I think yes. I'm still a pledge.
But you know absolutely. What it also could be is if you go further with the high school thought, when they're home with their California raisin, they're in class. They have to behave.
And that's going to bite me in the ass, so stop saying okay. that again, okay. Oscar. I could kill you.
So no fist pump for this one, but banging the counter. Right. But when they get out on the course, that's lunch. That's free period. That's study hall. And
it's
that's
recess.
When they're that's when it's they're recess. Allowed to really, you know, like you say,
so that's it.
Go
that's
F yourself.
That's just the dynamic. That's what I. What
how
I
do you get in then?
Yeah, I don't necessarily.
How do you
know
get into the group?
In.
You create a burn book.
The ABCs of me, right? It's the ABCs of me. I don't, you know, be careful what you ask for. I'm very comfortable waltzing in, waltzing out. You know, I got a tea time. I'm fine. Love the level of play. Like that. That's fine. That's enough for me. Don't think I'd want. I wouldn't be comfortable. You know how I am. I don't think I'd be.
You'll never be a member of a club that will have you as a member.
You Bingo. Know, that's Bruce exactly Jenner used to play golf by himself.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't want
herself.
There. I love
herself.
The social.
Thank you.
I love the social component of that.
Hey!
I am not a happy camper. Only once if I want to work on something and it's late in the day and I get out there, that's a different story. But by and large, I like to be part of that. That social thing when I'm golfing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you measure yourself against other guys. And if you get pleasant guys to play with, and it varies. It varies from zero conversation to lots of laughs. Yesterday was lots of laughs.
Can it be an outlet for you?
I truly like.
It's an outlet for you after you get out of the house and go out there?
It's the outlet for me. I mean, it's that
better outlet when it's serious or when it's yuckety yuck?
Yuckety yuck.
Oh, that's what you prefer.
I'm more comfortable in that environment because I suck. If I didn't suck, I might be more inclined to be all about the game. But even then, I like to have a conversation. I like to have a chat. I don't like it to be silent, you know. And you know what? I think it's an effort, and so some people just choose not to do that. But that's the dynamic down here. Enough about that. I want to ask about our birthday boy who was 38 yesterday,
baby.
38 years young, and went home. You know a wonderful post from your fiance
very
online.
Sweet.
Happy birthday to my and she always does she put pressure on you? I'm curious about that because every post she writes about you includes ambitious, hardworking, and I'm always confused.
Or do
by
you
that.
Write the posts?
Nah.
And have her put them up.
I am not as well written as she is.
That does, and that sort of explains it right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's well written is not.
No,
what,
you could say yeah, well read or as good of a writer.
She has a way with words, right. And I saw that as well. And I said, "Well, good, someone's paying attention."
it's you know, I just does it make you want to work harder when you read something like?
No,
that?
No, it actually makes me feel great because that's who I am. I work extremely hard and I have pretty lofty ambitions, and we work together as a team. And frankly, this past year wouldn't be possible without her.
I'm hoping I benefit from some of that.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I think you are.
I think you are. I think everybody is.
I want, you know me, you know me. I love it. I love it. And I love getting the feedback. And I think it's great. And more. I'm talking about Todd Moore. That's the way I want. Anyway, so what did you do? What did you do for your fabulous 30th
This is going to shock you all. When we were done with the program, I scooted out, patent killed, and then I had two conference calls for some clients I'm working with,
mm-hmm.
and then I had to get on a school call, which was also an hour long, and then I went to get my beard trimmed because I wanted to get there before I went to...
Hey, Mike, what beard?
The gym. And when I got my beard trimmed, the gentleman was going through a tough time, and he was talking about losing a cousin.
The barber?
Yes.
Okay.
The barber. And
by the way, when you said you had two client calls, would either one of those benefit the Mike O'Mara show?
No, they would not. I apologize.
Right.
So, and I sat there, and I said...
There it is, Rob. Get used to that.
I know.
Hey, I'm being honest.
You know what? Let's lower our expectations. Do either of those work against the
job interviews?
They don't work
job
against
interview.
You. And I was talking to
him. One of the answers to both clients was, I've never seen him drunk on the show.
either
of them.
The barber was a new barber at the shop, and I said, no big deal. I'll just get a trim real quick on
nice.
My birthday, and he's actually the. I've never seen this before, a barber that doesn't use clippers. And he was using scissors and razors, right?
Okay. Well, like, now, are you
that's
talking
a pro.
About the beard or are you talking about your hair?
My beard.
Okay, I go the opposite way. I'm going to try to get a haircut today, and I now am at a space where I'm going to have them put the scissors in their hand because they F me up when they have just the beware of the free hand buzzer. That's the lazy white trash hairdresser. Okay. Yeah, it looks all right.
I'll tell you, you know what's the even laziest is when they say, what number? They don't ask the length. They ask the number.
Run for your life.
Sometimes when I would, if my hair gets a little too long and I actually have to have a barber get it down to a shaveable level, I'll go in and then some poor 14, 15-year-old dropped off by his mom has been, you know, making his way in this world. And he sits there and goes, half on the back, two on the sides, three on top, and taper it. And it's like, really? Can't you just go in and say, I'd like a nice trim, make me look nice?
Exactly.
It doesn't exist anymore.
It's fading away. Yeah. It's fading away. But go ahead.
So I gave him instructions, and he said, okay. And as he's starting,
he said, aren't you ambitious?
He pulls out the shears, and I said, oh, this is new?
Yes.
And he and I'm laying back so I don't see what's happening, right?
Yes.
And then he takes
face up or face down.
he takes out the straight razor and starts working and edging off the beard.
Nerve wracking.
And I said, oh, this guy's really doing some work here, right? And as we're talking, because he's talking and I'm listening. He's talking about he just lost his cousin, and I was like very open to the conversation.
See, he's totally distracted. It's like, and, you know, when they say that to me, especially, you know, and I can speak to this. I've recently lost a loved one. When they say something to me like I've just lost somebody, I'm like, can you focus on the cut, please?
That's right.
Thank you.
So
you don't want to lose a client, do you?
At one point,
that's two in a week.
He stops the cut and he says, hey. Let me ask you a question. I thought it was going to be a question about anything and nothing to do with my beard.
Have you ever had a bisexual experience?
he says, was your goatee connected on one side or was it?
Oh no. Geez.
Was it always, do you grow hair on that side? And I said, excuse me? And I start lifting up and he goes, no, I'll show you with the mirror. And he pulls the mirror in front of me slowly. And he had completely taken off one side of my goatee.
Oh no.
So at this point, I'm not a monster, right? The man's just lost somebody. It's just hair. There's nothing you can do. No big deal, right?
Oh god, but it sucks. Just you're going in there, you just want to get cleaned up. That's what men go to a barber for.
That's
for God's sake.
I don't want to bother you, sir, but when you came in here, right, did you have two earlobes?
You wear a mohawk regularly, right?
So I do grow hair there, and there was hair there.
Not long ago.
I was like, but what do you suggest we do? Because I have an idea. So I lay back down, and I'm like, this is probably not going to go well, but he's got an idea. So
he begins to undress.
I feel him with the straight razor now go to the other side of my goatee to even out the goatee.
Does he lather or is he using the dry razor?
He's lathering.
Okay,
well,
good,
right?
good.
And then I feel him move towards my mustache and he starts working on the mustache.
Oh god.
And he's working on it, Mike. I'm talking 20 minutes, like shaping it up.
It's the shears.
No, it's the shears and the straight razor. Like he's getting in there razor. And I said, oh, this
each
is,
hand.
This is interesting. But my beard,
Edward.
The chin strap is still intact. I know it's there, right? I said, wait, is he just going to leave a mustache and the chin strap?
Ooh.
And is that going to look weird or is it something I can pull off?
Or maybe just the chin strap so you look like a 60s saxophone player? So,
ladies and gentlemen, the jazz sounds of Plaz Johnson.
Hey, daddy-o.
When I finally lift
Yeah, man.
Groovy.
You cats are great. Ooh, yeah. Rock and roll.
Catch me in the speakeasy. Right. So I raise up at the end and I say, whatever happens, remember he's going through a tough time.
Sure.
Don't be an a-hole. Pay, smile, be kind. Wish him the best at the service tomorrow and, you know, God bless. I lift up, I look in the mirror, and what I have is a pencil thin mustache. Pencil thin mustache.
And you know why he gave you that? Because he probably. Let me just say, yes. I don't want to make it all about race, but could you tell me where is this gentleman from? Was he black or white?
He was black, and he gave me a black man's pencil thin mustache.
Very nice.
So.
It's a drawn on mustache, Dave.
It looked drawn on.
Yeah,
but it was hair. And I was like, oh, this is a new look. And on my
Let me turn you around, Mr. Santana. Take a look here. This is what I got for you. I think this is gonna really work, okay? There it is. Fantastic.
Do you like John Waters?
I've got the Clippers. I've got the Clippers right here. Let's see. Okay, I'm sorry.
And then I looked like a bass player from the 70s.
Sure.
Outside of the mustache, because it was also uneven.
Sure.
And bushy.
But other than that.
And he said, the beard's a little bushy, don't you think? And he goes, oh, I got you. So he takes what seemed to me a gallon of oil. Oh. And he starts oiling my beard up and my mustache.
Hello.
And I said, I've never used this product before. And I'm realizing that the oil was the same oil that I guess an African-American man would use on his hair.
Okay.
Maybe this guy didn't know that I was Hispanic. Mm-hmm. And because he said at one point, he said, look, with this oil, he goes, you can touch it with the back of your hand, not the front, because the oil will come off and get on whatever you're touching.
Right.
And I said, I was like, okay. But it was just a different process. Right. And I was like, this is like that scene in Coming to America.
Yeah. Soul Glow.
Where they say, hey, what do you put berries? What is it? But was it berries in your hair? It's so soft. And then he starts going back about meeting Cassius Clay. And then,
right, exactly.
And going back. And then he talks about if you want to get the American girl's father, you got to get him with a father. Exactly. You got to get him with a father. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, he just put Soul Glow on my beard, mustache, and then my hair.
Oh, no.
Slicked it back. Gave me a whole new look.
Oh, so, yeah.
So I had slick back hair that was so shiny. A shiny pencil-thin mustache. And a beard that looked like it was painted on.
Well, wow. The good news is you could probably walk right out of there into your nearest ballroom dancing competition. That would be...
Mike, and I didn't think it was that bad until I was walking the streets of Bethesda, and people thought I was either going to a play... or I was infirmed.
You know what the oil was? The oil was covering errors.
Right.
This is like a fresh wax job on a bad paint job.
How soon after you got home did you shave all of your beard off?
Well, I sent a picture to Shannon and I said, is this that bad?
Oh, no.
And she said, what happened?
I would love to see that photograph.
I will pull it for you. It was so embarrassing.
Please send it right along.
So embarrassing.
That good. Oh my God.
And I paid him and then I tipped him. He said, next time I'll do better.
False assumption, my friend.
Yeah, I'll see you after you lose another cousin.
Very good. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's news you may not need. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I am always Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, I'm at the urinal. Fellow walks up to the urinal next to me and starts, doing what men do. I just glance over. It's Keith Richards. Now, I'm a huge Stones fan. I'm like, oh, my God. This is Keith Richards. When I was done, I went to the sink. I'm washing my hands. Keith Richards comes over. He's washing his hands right next to me. At the time, I had a cold. So I was sniffling. I'm doing this. And when he comes over, I'm like, pleasure to meet you. And he kind of looks at me and goes, yeah, I've been there too, man. I've been there too. And he walks up. I'm like, no, no, no. I have a cold.
The Tony Perkins Show.
That's a great story. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. You know that room in your house? It's right off the living room, usually. It's got a refrigerator, a stove. Yeah. You know, it's the kitchen! Here to tell you about Blue Apron. The good news is that Blue Apron will make your kitchen your friend. Cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout again. You can teach yourself to be a great cook with Blue Apron. They bring everything in a box, everything you need to make delicious meals, and they show you how to do it. Easy instructions, pictures. Pictures, Francis.
Pictures.
It's an absolute breeze. How about this? A shrimp po' boy sandwich on Tribeca bread, which is delish.
Nice.
Or steak and eggs with kimchi fried rice.
Oh,
the combinations that they offer at Blue Apron, it's always changing. It's always delicious. And you're cooking with ingredients that you've never used before, and you're learning. It's never been more delicious to learn how to cook. Right now, you can get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, I'm telling you the truth. Our treat, first two meals on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS and then show me the meals you're making on Blue Apron. I'd love to see them. Blue Apron is a better way to cook.
News.
Rolling Stone, speaking of Keith Richards,
yes,
put out a list of the top 20 80s Gone Wild party movies.
Ooh.
I'm not going to give you 20. I'm going to give you the top 10.
Okay.
And these are strong. These are strong. I realize
you
there
agree
a lot
with the
of
list.
Laughter. There's a lot of laughter that went in the 80s with these movies. Number 10 is The Last American Virgin.
That's a great film.
I've never
film.
Seen that.
You know what? That is actually a great movie.
I'll look for that.
It's a funny one, yeah.
Number 9 is Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes.
I wasn't a Turbo fan. Of course
so
you loved
great.
That.
I like the second one more.
Okay, of course you
he
did.
He was still dead, right? Mm-hmm.
Here's one of my all-time favorites. Number 8, Real Genius.
Yes.
Oh, I played a show open from it this
did.
Week.
Great it's soundtrack.
Your
Val
laborers.
Kilmer. Fantastic. Your laborers. Labor. That's what you get for not having an education.
We were going to make you the Snow Carnival King.
Jerry, right? That was the guy's name, Jerry. And,
yes.
And Ken. And Ken was the nerd. Was
it's
the
God,
guy.
Ken.
Fantastic. Number 7, classic, huge, Footloose.
Oh, there yeah. Is. Good film.
1984. Number 6, 1984 also, good year. Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Big.
Lambda.
Booger.
1983. I might have missed this one. I never saw Valley Girl. Anybody see Valley
That's
Girl?
That's a good movie.
No.
Great. You know, better soundtrack than it is a movie.
Who
but
stars
also,
in that?
It's Nicolas Cage's breakout movie is who it is. Yeah.
Number 4, 1984. God, movies around.
Wow.
16 Candles.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
So maybe in my top 10.
Dong.
Yeah. And also now, great breasts for a PG
movie.
And now the top 3, and I think they could go on anybody's list. Number 3, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah.
Show opened with it today, as a matter of fact.
Killing it.
Number
in the
2.
80s.
1983, Risky Business.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, I will take guesses for the 1982 number one on Rolling Stone's 20 80s Gone Wild party movies.
Is it Porky's?
It is not Porky's.
No.
It is Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Numero uno.
Damone.
I can't believe it's 82. God, that is a long time ago.
And I'm old enough where I saw that movie with Larry Wax, a morning man from Atlanta, Georgia.
Larry Wax.
Who was working for me at WYRE in Annapolis. We saw that in Glen Burnie, Maryland, and laughed our asses off.
That's
I'll never
cool.
forget that.
No, I'm not.
Martin Sheen is working on a new project that you're not going to believe.
What?
It's where OJ gets that Stephen Avery Netflix treatment. It is a miniseries that will air on the Investigation Discovery Network called Hard Evidence, OJ is Innocent. Yes.
Oh,
Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen?
Martin Sheen. He's narrating it. He's also a producer. He's working with William Deere, a private investigator from Texas who put out a book in 2012 called OJ is Innocent and I Can Prove It. Obviously, they both believe he didn't do it. Sheen says he hopes the series will help answer 3 questions. Now I know why. Now I know why his kid's so crazy. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but
that's terrible.
Emilio is so great.
Yeah.
Sheen says he hopes the series will help answer 3 questions. Quote, what if there were enough evidence that proved OJ didn't murder Nicole or Ron Goldman? What if the real killer was still at large? And finally, what if a grand jury convened to reconsider the case based on new evidence? How about adding a question? What if monkeys flew out of my ass? Thank you. Thank you very much, Martin. Sorry.
I'd watch the Mike O'Mara monkey ass show.
Here it is. Boop! There's another one. It's an election year, so Jeopardy is doing another one of their Power Players Weeks, which is like Celebrity Jeopardy, except that it's more about politics, and it involves TV pundits, personalities, and politicians. But they're throwing comedian Louis C.K. into the mix this time around. He won't be funny. Nobody comes on and does shtick on Jeopardy, so it'll just be Louis C.K. doing that.
I bet, you know what? I bet he's very good at it. I bet he is smart.
I hope he wins.
Yeah, I do too.
I think that would be great.
I hope when they have the little chit chat, I hope he's got something ready for Alex Trebek. That would be worth watching the whole show.
I'd like that. That'd be good.
No, I'm not moving on. Stop that, Michael. The others include Anderson Cooper, Minnesota Senator Al Franken, Meet the Press host, and our friend Chuck Todd.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Lara Logan from 60 Minutes and author Jonathan Franzen. It also features these political commentators and analysts, S.E. Cup. Not familiar with that guy. Poor girl. I don't know. It's initials. David Gregory, Anna Navarro, and Michael Steele, among others. The winner of each game will earn at least $50,000 for their favorite charity every day.
They are filming down the street here.
Where are they filming? At the Warner?
D.A.R.
Oh, D.A.R. I hope that Al Franken gets a bloody nose.
Hi there.
Yeah. He's still a dick.
Alex, I'll take potent potables for $500.
Yeah. If we could get to the audience, would you go?
I would, absolutely.
Oh, see if you can score some tickets. Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Yeah, that'd be exciting. When Fabio goes home to Italy to visit his family, he is under strict orders. This sounds like it's a scam.
What?
To bring them something they can't get over there. 25 to 30 tubs of I Can't Believe It's Not
Butter. That's Mike, you're a rube.
Don't be a rube.
He's a spokesman for that company.
Excuse me, I liked it. He says, quote, well, it's just an excuse for me. He's a rube because I'm doing my Fabio impression.
Okay, I see.
Here's what he says. Fabio, come in here. Fabio, what's the quote?
Fabio, supermodel.
They don't sell it in Italy, and my parents are addicted to it. They put it on a pasta with some Parmesan cheese.
Thank you, Fabio. Bye-bye. A-hole.
Yeah. Because the Italians love margarine.
That's right. Yesterday was the 17th anniversary of the time Fabio got hit in the face by a bird while riding a roller coaster at Busch Gardens in Virginia, your
That's
favorite
right.
place.
Yeah. It was Apollo's Chariot. Great coaster. Yeah.
A guy named James Kiki in Syracuse, New York, doesn't know anything about basketball, but he decided to fill out a March Madness bracket on Yahoo. And going into the Final Four this weekend, we've had the odds of this before.
Yes.
It's very difficult. Going into the Final Four, he has the best bracket in the United States.
Man. Wow, good for him.
There's just one little problem. He forgot to pick a champion. He has North Carolina and Villanova in the final game, but didn't pick either one to win. So if he's screwed, he's probably going to get, it's going to cost him $50,000 because the people who are right on his heels all did pick champions, and one of them will get enough points to pass him. He says, quote, I don't even want to think about it. Okay, thanks, dude. Very
that
good.
That is rough. Yeah. Jerk story.
And now a little something. There's a 26-year-old woman who works at the Center Stage Strip Club in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Ooh.
Her name wasn't released, but her 28-year-old sister, Deanna Miller, went to the club last week to watch her sister dance. And after she saw the performance, her reaction was, quote, I'm going to beat your effing ass if you dance like that again.
Wow. Oh. Excuse me.
They went out to the parking lot and started arguing. Then they started throwing punches. A bunch of people left the club and saw them fighting, punching, and pulling each other's hair. The cops came, broke up the fight. The stripper told the cops her sister beat her up because she was, quote, dancing too sexy for her liking. You think? In a strip club?
For her liking.
Deanna was charged with assault and battery on a family member, and I want to go to Thanksgiving at their house. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike Albaro Show, everybody.
Hey, if you're looking for podcast perfection, check out the Rob and Joe Show.
It's the Rob and Joe Show. Listen to It's the Rob and Joe Show. Listen every week for new episodes. Damn it. It's the Rob and Joe Show. New episode. Me. It's the Rob and Joe Show. New episode every week. RobandJoeShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
Thank you. That was a strange one. Welcome back to the show. Hey, go to our Amazon page, all right? It's fantastic. You will love it. You go to MikeOMaraShow.com, shop through Amazon, and you buy all the stuff. Doesn't change the price. You go through our page, MikeOMaraShow.com, and you get your stuff at Amazon. It benefits our show. Or you can go to the Amazon button on our website. You can use the TMOS app. Click on the shopping cart. Shop like you normally would. It's Amazon. We would love you to support our show and do it, my friends, because we need all the help we can get.
News.
No.
Sorry. Hit the wrong thing.
Better.
There you go.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Your boy's tired.
I understand.
Anyway,
all right.
Sorry about that. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, March 31st, 2016.
All right. There is a genuinely funny man named Nick Offerman. And if you don't know him by name, you know him by his face. He was the guy, I think it was on Parks and Rec, that had the big mustache, right?
Is he the guy with the big baggy eyes, the big like basset hound eyes? Yeah. Okay.
And that show is no longer on the air, but he's doing occasional stuff. This was on Mashable.com. He calls it Shower Thoughts.
Okay.
And it's just him sitting in a chair and sharing these thoughts with us. I really enjoyed it.
Every restaurant is a drive-through with sufficient acceleration. To chairs, human beings are hats. Sex is just prostitution where the payment is sex. Every bag of chips is family-sized if you're an orphan. Beef jerky is really just a meat raisin. Jedi Knights close all their applications using force quit. Taking candy from a baby is actually a responsible thing to do. College ruled is both a type of paper and something losers say. A good name for a penis is the Lorax. Every candy bar is fun-sized if you love candy or are on ecstasy.
So
nice.
I think he writes those himself produces them. It's pretty cool.
I mean, that's been around. That type of that style of comedy has been around for a long time, but it's great when it's done well.
I do love it. Paul McCartney is on Twitter, and no one knows why he did this. People are theorizing that he's got a big solo greatest hits package coming out. And he put up a clip on Twitter. It's 5 seconds long. I'm going to play it for you. See if you can guess how many Paul McCartney solo hits are in this montage, okay? It's 5 seconds long. They're all reasonably hit records, yeah? How many?
None.
No, it's higher. Oscar?
21.
You just heard 67 snippets of Paul McCartney hit records.
Play it again.
Listen to it one more time.
I don't recognize any one of them.
I can hear a little bit of listen to what the man said up front, but Mike, the people at 100.7 WZLX actually went through and found all the record because he put the names with it that scrolled.
67
hit records in that. So that's pretty crazy. And a neat way to promote it, I think.
Yeah.
And a neat way for you to mention Paul again on the show.
Does he need more money?
He needs my money is what he needs. He sent me an email. Last night.
See the top of your list if you could meet any celebrity?
Now that I've met you, yes.
Thank you very much. Good answer.
Isn't that sweet?
What a sweet. Isn't he nice?
What That's a sweet answer. Sweet.
I'm not even sure what I'd say to him. It
would
be weird.
But I mean, would he be the guy? Would he, as far
I
as celebrities?
I think so. Yeah,
go.
As far as living celebrities, yeah.
I mean, you've technically met Jerry, right? So, I mean, haven't you really?
So
multiple times.
Met Jerry.
Yeah, I can't.
Who would give me your top three? Like, you have an opportunity to go to dinner with three celebrities. Give me your top three.
Living.
Living celebrities, I think that Paul would probably be at the top of it. Another guy, actually, who's having a birthday today, who I think would be really cool to
Grace
talk
Bain?
To. No, no. It would be Herb Alpert. He's top of mind today because it is his birthday.
Are you kidding me?
Every time
I give you the top three and you give me Herb Alpert,
every time
he's in love
Herb
with you.
Albert. Every time I've heard him interviewed or every time he speaks or profiled on the news, I just found him absolutely fascinating.
He was on the old show way back.
Who is
he?
Herb Alpert, he's a major record executive.
He founded A&M Records, but also had a lot of charting
stuff.
And
who would be three, even though number two is extraordinarily
different? You didn't care for it.
Well, I mean, it's your list. I mean, you know.
That is a really, really tough one to call. I would like to meet Dave Grohl. I think he would be a lot of fun to talk to and get to know, because he has an appreciation for music as well, and I think we'd have a lot of stuff to discuss.
Nice. So.
Let's all do our top three. Top three celebrities, if you could go to dinner with top three celebrities. It's a tough question. It requires a little bit of thought, but who would it be?
I would say Elon Musk, number one. I'm going to say Tim Cook, number two.
Mm-hmm.
And probably Michael Bloomberg. I would say number
Michael
three.
Michael Bloomberg.
Wow.
So all business,
I hope the food's good.
Yeah.
Wow. I would do President Obama.
Okay.
This is living, and everybody right now is going, yeah, of course you would, Mike. Of course you would. That's the way you would do it, Mike. Let me see. The other celebrity, it's got to be a movie star. It's got to be somebody that I love, Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson?
Nice. Yeah.
Liam Neeson and Annette Haven.
Annette.
There you go. Porn star Annette
Day
Haven.
Three.
61 years
old.
That entire bit was done so I could say Annette Haven again on the show. Very Thank good. You.
All right. Last night on Wheel of Fortune, since you talked Jeopardy, let's talk Wheel. A guy named Robert Santoli solved a puzzle with one letter.
Ooh.
It was blank, 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 ampersand, blank, 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 and then there was a D at the end. And I'll let you hear what the solution was. But then I included, he was just red hot. And I like to imagine people talking in real life the way they solve puzzles. On Wheel of Fortune. Just okay. Listen to the way he solves puzzles.
Robert.
Port and starboard.
Yeah, that's it.
Woo!
Whoa. How about Pat Sajak with that enthusiasm?
Robert, what took you so long?
Oh, what a night.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't
God, talk
let
about a guy that's
the cat out of the bag.
Yeah.
Exhilarating water slide.
That's it.
Goofy pictures.
You got it.
What did he win?
Your ship just came in. $45,000.
There you go. Jeez.
76 nice. Grand on there the day. So good for him. And good as if him. I was on Wheel of Fortune, I would say, that is your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Gone? Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Hey, if you want to send us anything, it's TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request in the mailbag, it was a good one today. It's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And take our survey. We've got a banner there that you click on and take a little survey. It doesn't take you any time at all, and it means the world to us. We rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Transportation for the Mike O'Mara Show provided by VCT Limo. VCT Limo serves the entire Washington, D.C. metropolitan area with a beautiful fleet of corporate sedans, SUVs, vans, and limousines. The next time you require the best in transportation, contact VCT Limo at 888-868-3492 or online at WashingtonDCLimoCarService.com. VCT Limo, the best.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.